This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We give you, as a way to get going today, the closing price of Brent North Sea crude oil, the global benchmark is what that is, $116.29 a barrel, up about 0.6% or so. And we gave you that as a way to highlight this. OPEC Plus meets tomorrow to set production targets for the first time since the European Union agreed to a partial ban on Russian oil. Now, it might be instructive here to point out that membership of OPEC Plus includes all 13 OG members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, plus, get it, plus OPEC Plus, plus 10 non-OPEC countries, including, of course, Russia, which is one of the world's top crude exporters. And there are some murmurings, as reported in the pages of the Wall Street Journal, that not all of the countries in the club are all that interested in Russia getting a vote on how much crude to pump right now. Our oil guy, Andy Euler, is on it.
The relationship between Russia and OPEC has always been contentious. Even though it isn't an official member of OPEC, Russia has been working with the cartel to set how much oil gets onto the market since the middle of the last decade.
Both the Saudis and the Russians have been keen to say that they see strategic value here.
That's Mark Finley at Rice University. He says that value rests partly on the fact that the Saudis and the Russians produce the second and third most oil in the world, believe it or not, behind the U.S. So their partnership carries a lot of pricing power. And sometimes the alliance has looked like a good geopolitical bet, too.
And yeah, we've seen efforts, in fact, on both sides to at least pay lip service to the idea of expanding that strategic relationship beyond the tactical dimensions of cutting and managing oil production.
That is, he says, until Russia invaded Ukraine. Since then, Russia has been missing its oil production targets. And if it's not hitting its quotas, Sarah Vakshery, president of SVB Energy, says, then it's not much use to OPEC.
Because Russia cannot make its commitments, and also the policies of Russia is not in line with OPEC's agreement, then it might be perhaps a good solution for OPEC to have Russia out.
Now, in the past, OPEC has exempted some countries under sanctions from meeting production targets. Iraq in the 1990s, and currently Iran, Libya, and Venezuela. Michael Lynch, a distinguished fellow at the Energy Policy Research Foundation, says OPEC has to be careful if it's going to distance itself from Russia.
Unless they're allowed a very graceful exit, I think it's going to make it a lot harder to get their cooperation in the future. And that could be a real problem for OPEC.
Because, he says, if OPEC wants to cut production in the future to help regulate prices, Russia might just say no. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.